I may be an elder, but I'm not an elder in the TT world of practitioners. I never had the opportunity to meet Dora and didn't meet Dee until 2001, when she was approaching 80 and I was fast approaching 60. Recently, I've become aware that the stories of the early days of TT have morphed into some lovely and loving stories of our founders. But when I first attended Pumpkin Hollow Farm, some of the stories sounded to me like stories of embarrassment and humiliation, stories of being criticized for being emotional, of having TT sessions interrupted with comments that were less than complimentary, and of words that sounded cruel and demeaning to me. And yet, all these stories were told with love and humor. I couldn't quite figure that out for many years. I was personally criticized by several of the other old-timers with hurtful words, so I couldn't understand why people were okay with Dora and Dee being what sounded to me like rude. I understand now, after talking with many people, that both of our founders always approached TT with compassion and caring, and wanted only to help them to understand what it was all about. They always wanted us to dig deeper within, to go inth, as Dee would say, to find that place of deep caring that drives our practice and teaching of TT, and to approach each person with honesty and openness. Well, they certainly did that. I understand now that much of their approach was a product of the times and of their personalities. I hope that as we reminisce about the early days and look forward to our future, we remember that although sometimes feelings were sorely hurt, the intention was always to push us to be the best that we could be. But I also hope that we don't sugarcoat those early days. They are part and parcel of the story of who we are. Our style of teaching TT may have changed over the years, but our intention for our students has not. As a Therapeutic Touch teacher and practitioner, I want Therapeutic Touch to be the best expression of who we are as human beings.